Now, nobody chases down their garbage man. Has anybody ever chased down, you want your garbage back? Once?
Oh, not that.
We don't chase our garbage man down, and we're just glad he came. We're just glad he came, and the man that picks up, because we have acreage, and there's always some stacks of wood or some kind of trash on the road, and we're glad to see him come by. Well, he picks it up, he lifts it into the back, and he carries it away. The word there is the word nasa in the Hebrew, and it means it's lifted up and carried off, and that's what happens when they send off a rocket. In fact, if you'll listen carefully, the first thing they say is what? We have liftoff. And through Jesus Christ, you have liftoff. Now, the question is why? Why would he do that? The answer is very, very simple. It's John 3:16. Now, it doesn't say God loved the world. It says God so loved. Now, we could stay there the whole session, but we're not. We're just going to pass by there. God so loved the world. Now, that's a very important little word. You can't do without that word. You get so tired, so exasperated, so frustrated. She's so beautiful. He was so kind. He was so difficult. That word so is in everything you say. It took so much money. It took so long. It was so far away. You can't live without that word. And it stretches the verb to which is attached to show you the limits. God so loved the world that he gave, the reason he surrendered his son because of his love for the world. Now, Suzanne had two occasions, that's our daughter, to be embalmed in the love of God in a very unique and spiritual way. And she said the thing that caught her attention was the purity of that love. The dimension and the purity of God's love is different than anything we could have imagined. Now, our love is sometimes conditional. I love you if, I love you when, I love you but. And usually our love has some kind of conditions on it, especially if you irritate me. But said the purity of that love, it just soaked into her pores. She was delivered, her book is over there, from panic attacks. It took several years. She was not out of her house, almost never, for 3 years. And when God came, she thought she knew the love of God. She knew that love through that deliverance that came to her. But when she had these two episodes where she was soaked in that love, she said it was bigger and purer than she could ever have imagined. It's an amazing thing. So loved the world. That includes the sinner, the difficult, the rebellious, the enemy. Look at Romans 5. It includes brother and sister difficult. You know them? I hope you don't live with one of them. Verse 6, chapter 5, we were yet without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Two types of people there that he loved. The ungodly, not like God in any way, and the weak. You know, we don't like to spend much time with the weak. You explain something to them, and then you explain your explanation. Then you give an explanation of your explanation. And after that, I want you just, you know, fake it till you make it and call me. But God, in his pure love, in his so love, that's so big, loves those people. Verse 8, God commended, it means he showed or demonstrated his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us as a sinner, as one ungodly, as one without strength, as one without redeemable qualities because of his love, his so love. Now, when we were overseas, we had been in Moscow, I think, teaching, and came through Scotland to visit friends and to pick up our son who was vacationing there. And we've been gone a long time. I'm tired. We teach every day, sometimes twice a day, depending on the Bible school, for 2 or 3 weeks. And so I was tired, and I wanted to be at home. And that is a big ocean. It is so big. I don't know if you've noticed if you've flown overseas, but it is about 10 hours from here to London. We got on the plane about halfway through the ocean. I am finished. I mean, I am done it. And Joel said, mother, because you can't get out. Because it's so big and it's so wide. It's a good thing that trip was so calm. I've done the other. Didn't like it, you know. Well, we went to the zoo with friends because they thought we should go to the zoo, so we went. It's amazing how tall the giraffes are. They were feeding them. They give you a head of lettuce, and you could feed them. You could ride up on this platform, and you're standing up, oh, a good 8 or 10 feet off the ground, and they're on the ground below you, but they're still towering. It is amazing, absolutely amazing, how tall they are. They are so tall. I want you to stretch the love of God. I want you to see the dimension of so love.